What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Let's do four.
Take you up until two here on the program. Let's get to our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory. The Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. If you guys missed it last night, the Dallas Mavericks won the NBA draft lottery with a 1.8% chance. See that video of Nico Harrison finding out in his little room? He did like a little running out of the chair.
Yeah. Whew. So, whew. 5 years. The last time they had four. But one was Jimmy. And your boy, Jimmy, Goran, Bam, and Tyler.
So it was in Boston. Boston series?
Indiana.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
The last time the Miami Heat, because the Knicks had 420-point scores.
Oh, you talking about last night's game? The last time the Heat had 420-point
scores? The last time the Heat had 420-point.
Was the bubble?
Bubble. Pacers. I miss Gogi. Prime Gogi. What a stud. What a stud. Hey, bro, did you see what happened to your boy? Mason Graham?
No.
Blowing chunks all over the place at rookie camp? Oof.
The intangibles like to do that. They wear it as a badge of honor.
Did you see that, Vlad?
No, I don't.
They wear it as a badge of honor.
I don't want to even show this picture.
He puked?
Dude.
It was even hot. It's not even hot down here.
Where was he?
What's going to happen when it's like July?
I'm assuming Ohio. Where do they do spring rookie camp?
It's a regular. Come on, take a look at this picture.
I'm going to throw this out. It's too gross to put on. It's too gross to put on our webcam. It's brutal, right?
Dude, what did he have? Like,
what color was it?
It was like it's like a yellowish green.
Ooh, that means he was drinking yellow Gatorade.
According to Stefanski, he said that he ate too much. Yeah. In the restaurant, in the cafeteria. I don't know if he's joking or not, but.
Yeah, that happened. Let me tell you. I could not eat. Like, I would eat something at halftime. But keep in mind, we would eat breakfast at like 7. And halftime was at like 1:30. That's a long time to be burning calories.
Wait a minute. You go 6 hours without putting no calories in you? Yeah, you?
No, because listen. You eat breakfast.
I get that.
Then you go to the stadium.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then you have pregame. And then at halftime, I would try to eat. I would eat a hamburger or something.
You would eat a hamburger at halftime, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. You did try to eat a hot dog before.
So. Yeah.
I mean, he's a biggin', right? Like, Mason Graham's probably throwing him down. What was he, 330?
He's like 300. 300.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kenny G is. Kenny G is a big boy.
Kenny G is a big boy. He's built, you know, he's built like J.J. Watt.
Maybe they thought that he was, maybe he thought they weren't going to run that much.
See, let me tell you something. I remember we had barbecue. We had barbecue. And, yeah, I was still a little nervous because I was young, so I didn't go hard at it. The old guys would go at it. They were eating all kinds of stuff. They just make the young guys do practice.
That's something. So, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Omar Kelly wrote a very interesting column on Mike McDaniel that had some very interesting stuff from sources.
What did he say?
Well, this is some of the stuff.
Give us the rundown.
Got some quotes from some players, some execs, basically on Mike McDaniel's handling of things, Vlad. This is in the Miami Herald if you guys want to check it out. Omar was also on with Joe Rose today to talk about it a little bit if you want to check out Joe's podcast. But it said, first thing up, this is the quote. It says, the Miami Country Club, one NFL exec said this spring, referring to the Dolphins' latest culture versus post-Brian Flores era. They went from the prison warden to the substitute teacher. Another quote in here says that Mike would rather sell you a dream than tell you the truth. One player who spent multiple seasons with McDaniel said of the 42-year-old head coach. He said, one prominent player said, quote, they don't want people to compete. We need competition. That's why we're a front-running team. When we get punched in the mouth, we don't fight back.
Yeesh.
All right. According to multiple sources, Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill's antics and behavior contributed to two former Dolphins greats, Wes Welker and Sam Madison, losing their jobs as assistants on McDaniel's staff. The Dolphins struggled to hold both stars accountable. I'm told it polluted the locker room because others started following the lead, showing up late for film and study sessions and practices. The fines that McDaniel penalized them weren't enough. It's part of the reason why the Dolphins and Ramsey are mutually parting ways once June 1st arrives, because that's when Ramsey trade would create $9.8 million in cap space.
Here's what I would say. All that, when you see the product on Sunday, looks true. But I would say this. Remember how crazy we thought Manton Campbell was for coming in with that attitude?
Yes.
Right? I would say this. The best football that I've ever played in all my life always came with a little bit of fear of the ramifications of not only letting my team down, but losing my job because of the coach wanting things done a certain way. And they all did it different ways. Bill Belichick was pay attention to details. I mean, to the step. You had to know what you were doing. Very detailed oriented. My college coach was a tyrant. When I went to Minnesota, I only heard the man yell twice.
Who'd you have in Carolina?
He was actually one of the creators of the zone blitz.
Capers?
He was in Pittsburgh. Dom Capers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That did he have that hair thing going on when you were with him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that Dom Capers era, Vlad?
But
you mean a Hilltopper?
Oh yeah, dude.
But I would say there has to be a certain way you have to handle things. Now, every team that I've ever played for has had these words. When you go into that room the first night of camp, the coach would say, I don't give a damn how much money you make. You're on this team now. That's what you deal with in the offseason. That's what you deal. But right now, you're a teammate. And you're going to be required to handle yourself a certain way. The money doesn't make you this. The money doesn't make you that. The money only makes you a member of this team. And so I'm going to treat you as a member of this team, not as a highly paid employee. And everybody bought into that. You accept that. It was hard sometimes. Bill Belichick killed us. And then when you earned it, he would soften up a little bit and get you ready. But I remember practicing in pads the day before a preseason game.
Yeah, I'd imagine that's going to probably be something that will be a little less, right? Because you figure that was a big – I mean, like, the big influence on a lot of that did have to do with the fact that their left tackle couldn't practice. And I'm not – and most people say Teron Armstead was a great character guy, but, like, if you do it for one guy, doesn't it, like, it feels like it has to trickle for other stars? Like, no,
because everybody knows his situation. His situation got nothing to do with your situation, right? Now, I will say this. From all the things that I've heard, you don't have to worry about Tyreek on the football field, on the practice field, right?
Yeah, but meetings and showing up for film.
So what I would say is this. What Mike has to do this year will be harder than what he had to do when he became the coach. Because he has to change the attitude and the mentality of his team that he helped create. And that becomes more difficult because you have to do it in a way where the players still take you seriously. And it's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to be a certain way for a long period of time and then say, okay, I got to be something different. It's easier to ease up than it is to toughen up.
I think the other thing, too, is you have to wonder what part, because he is so synonymous with Tua and, like, fixing Tua and having everything be about the rehabilitation of him. And when Tua got hurt last year, you got to wonder how, like, things kind of frayed apart for the team, right? Because it's like you were going through the situation of, like, okay, no, Skyler's going to be ready. Mm-hmm. Very clearly wasn't ready. And then you had to have Tim Boyle. That's like, oof.
Well, when you're saying a backup quarterback will be ready, you're guessing.
Yeah, you are. But he is a guy that's been around the team a while, right?
That doesn't mean anything.
But if he looks that bad, doesn't that fall? Like, aren't the players going to look at the coach being like, you thought this was going to be good enough?
I think anytime a coach puts a player in the game that is no good, then it.
I guess what I'm
it's
saying
no
is
no different than a player making a mistake.
I guess what I'm saying for Mike is like, okay, Tyreek Hill, you know that's going to come with some baggage of being a star player. It's not like the most original thing in the world, but Tyreek Hill's had a lot of success under Mike McDaniel. Jalen Ramsey seemed like him and Mike McDaniel were pretty cool when he got here. I know that he didn't love the Vic Fangio thing. I don't know if him not being able to nut up and tell Vic Fangio to go easy on Jalen Ramsey, even though Vic's obviously a champion now, looks fantastic. If that did that ruin the relationship with Jalen Ramsey? Because it seemed like that was all good. But this whole Tua being out in the middle of the year and missing six games again, and knowing that, hey, Mike's always going to be attached to that guy. Do you think that, like, that caused something here? Or this was going to be something that's always there because he's so friendly?
I think here's what coaches make mistakes on. Stop giving a damn what the players think. And I say that from the perspective of building a culture, right? You have to have some level of authority that you can go to in moments like this. And if you've always been that guy to ask all the opinions of guys, then at some point you're going to ask the wrong guy and they're not going to respect you. You have to go in there with an attitude of, this is how we're going to do things. And I may ask your opinion, but you best believe we're doing it my way. You have to do that because players need direction. The player can't be the one determining the direction. You have to have a chain of command. Guys respond to that. Believe it or not, when there's too many voices in the locker room, there's no continuity. So Mike has to put his foot down. He has to let guys, he can be real about it. And I think from that standpoint, he can deliver that message. But it's harder to do now that he set the tone that he set. I'm not saying it can't be done.
You basically have to start from scratch with new players.
But in most cases, in most situations like this, it's been the other way. Like a coach has been hard as nails, hard as stones. He's been relentless, and then he eased up. It's never been a coach has been light and easy on his players, let them have a say-so, and then toughened up. It's never gone that way. So what Mike has to do is going to be tough. But these are some of the processes that people in position. Players have to change. Players have to be different. Players have to do the things to make themselves successful. So I'm just going to say that, hey, I'm not going to leave it out of the realm of a coach being able to do it. He's a good coach. But the problem is his issues aren't about coaching.
Yeah, I think it's running the organization. Like that's been the thing that we've all wondered with him is like can he be the leader of a whole organization? And I think that's look, Stefanski took some of that, a lot of that heat. You know, I know he made a Super Bowl firsthand, but he took a lot of that heat of like, oh, can he run the organization? Was he losing the locker room? All that stuff.
Not Stefanski.
Sirianni, my bad. Nick Sirianni, my bad.
Right.
He took now, a lot of that criticism.
Now what happens is, now I'm going to add another aspect to this. Losing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni.
But they lost basically a half, like they right. lost from the middle of a season.
Here's the deal. Everybody can say whatever they want about Nick Sirianni. He just won a Super Bowl. So when he walks into that meeting room, guys are going to look at him differently. Because, hey, some of the ridiculousness worked. Some of the things that he do, look how tough we were. Look how physical we were up front.
Yeah, everybody wants to ban our play.
Everybody, now everybody's saying, I got to be like Philadelphia. So what happens is, when you now go to Philadelphia, you're thinking, I got a chance to compete for a championship.
Dade South says, what if, and hear me out.
Oh, boy.
The players the Dolphins have are not better than the players on the better teams.
That's what I say a lot of. No, that is factual.
So that
but what I would say is this. Sometimes the mentality that you play with can win some games where you're not matching talent. And I would say this. Far too many times fans will look at the talent they have and say how good we should be. And that's not really a good assessment because they're all NFL players.
We'll take a break here on the show. More to come. You guys can get on the chat, Miami 560 WQM on YouTube and Twitch. We're back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, you rascals. Hey, you guys looking for a place to watch the Cats game tomorrow?
Well, where would that be?
Well, Leroy, maybe you want to go to the old Baptist Health Iceplex.
We've been there. It's awesome.
It really is awesome. And I got to tell you, if you're a Panthers fan, you want a souvenir. If you guys never make it to the arena for Pantherland, they got a hell of a souvenir shop in there, too. So if you want some Panther swag, great place to go at the Iceplex. But they will host their official Game 5 watch party at the Baptist Health Iceplex. Fans can register to ice skate, enjoy giveaways, food and drinks, mascot appearances, while watching the game on screens around the facility. For more information, go to BaptistHealthIceplex.com. I did like, though, yesterday, Paul Maurice, he declared Matthew Tkachuk all the way back. And I was like, I like that.
He's played very well the last two games.
He has. And now give him a little edge, Vlad, where he goes, hey.
You took out Barkey?
I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh. I can't wait for tomorrow. I'm very excited.
I know.
Very excited for this game.
There's going to be a lot of fights tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't think so because here's the deal. Even if you want to do all that fighting, I don't know if you want to give the other team an advantage. So I think it'll be physical while trying to toe that line.
I didn't say the Panthers would do it.
Oh, they're veterans.
They've been here before.
Let me tell you. Here's the deal. Your dumb coach just put you on notice and go have you out there acting crazy.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I can see that.
Well, they got the bad guy on TV today. Oh, Ultimate Fighter.
20th anniversary.
Love Chael Sonnen.
DC.
Love DC too.
Let me tell you something. How that guy was able to get to, what, 205?
Yeah.
Is still one of the most amazing
things.
Well,
sometimes he didn't. He just cheated on the scale.
The pull-ups?
The old push on. Wrestlers have tricks, man. It's impressive. It's impressive. But weigh-ins are, you know, Tommy had to weigh in for his jiu-jitsu competition. They had the whole thing. Put him on the scale. I'm like, whoa, this is intense.
Oh, really? Because you got to, it doesn't matter how old you are, it's your weight.
There is age, but there's also weight. So, like, they have.
We had that in Pee Wee football.
Yes.
I had to be under 110. Dude, some of these kids were 70, 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I was 109 and three quarters.
So, you were a big fat kid when you were young.
No, I was just big.
Nah, you were a big fat.
I wasn't fat.
You were big and fat.
That's, I was just big.
That explains a lot. That explains a lot now.
Were you fat shamed?
Were you fat shamed?
No.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I was dumb trucking fools.
That's what a lot of the big fat people say.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. All my other friends that were pushing that weight, that played, they ended up being linemen and just huge. I was not. I just got to my weight quicker. Because when I was, like, my freshman year of high school, I was 5'9", 185.
I mean, DC's great. There's only one guy on the planet he couldn't beat. So, I guess Stipe afterwards once he got older. But
he didn't beat Stipe, right?
He beat Stipe once, but then he lost to him Stipe, twice. Yeah.
That's probably the most amazing thing.
What?
Is how good DC was, but we only remember his fights with John Jones.
Well, I don't think John, by the way, John Jones is in Thailand right now.
He's not fighting anytime soon.
He don't look like he's fighting anytime soon.
He's living a life.
He is living in Thailand. And
he's
like
living in Thailand?
Well, he's in Thailand right now, and he's living it up in Thailand. And he was, what was the quote that he gave today? He gave a quote today about, like, because people are like, you're ducking Aspinall. And he goes, is it ducking if I'm just loving my life?
Yeah. Like,
well, no, but are you going to fight him or what?
So then for him to beat him, and then what happens then?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing. I think he will beat him, but I don't know. Like, he doesn't want to. Here's the thing. I don't think he wants to fight him unless he gets, like, crazy money, which is like, hey, I fought everybody. I've beaten everybody.
I made a lot of money.
You guys
can
afford it. You're going to do a boxing match where you're going to pay Canelo and Terrence Crawford. You want to promote boxing? Well, this is your Terrence Crawford kill. You want me to fight the heavyweight champion of the world or your interim heavyweight champion of the world? A 27, 28-year-old killer?
And the president has my back, too.
He does.
He loves him some John Jones.
Well, he did the dance in front of him.
Yeah.
He said, I've got people in my chat calling me a duck. Meanwhile, I'm absolutely living my best life. I don't know if it's considered ducking when you're living good. I don't think it works like that. He's in Thailand.
Yeah. I think we should just, like, sometimes we get caught up with who we want to see and not what they want. But it's fighting's fault. And here's why. Because whenever the two guys wanted to fight, they would try to position it a certain way.
Right.
Till where it never happened. I got tired of this in boxing.
And it's happening with UFC. And this has happened now with two John Jones heavyweight fights where they didn't want to pony up for Ngannou, and now they don't want to pony up John for Aspinall.
Right.
And I know how this dog and pony show is going to work. Like, Dana White goes from, oh, John should go down to middleweight instead of fight Francis Ngannou at heavyweight. And then all of a sudden Francis is a rich coward and he doesn't want to do it. And trust me, he'll do the same thing to John Jones.
Right.
You know? He'll do the same thing to John Jones. He'll switch up on John Jones, and he'll say, he'll promote Aspinall as the guy John Jones ducked facing. Like, it's the oldest play in the book. For me, he's the GOAT. There's no need. Would I love it? Of course, because I like seeing him fight. What he did to Stipe, Stipe was too old. He killed that old man. Mm-hmm. It was too much. He shouldn't have been in there. Shouldn't have been in there. What he did to him was a crime on the old.
How old is John Jones?
He's like 38,
but Stipe is 43.
Right.
And hadn't fought for 2 years because he was only waiting for this fight.
But the crazy thing about all of this is
he's turning 38 in July.
All of this, people want to see John Jones fight. And why the UFC doesn't recognize this and play these games to the point where John Jones seems like the type of person that would be like, I'm done.
Yeah, he's at a point right now where he doesn't need, he's like one of the rare guys, he doesn't need to fight, he'll be okay. Right. Like, he's going to do appearances or whatever his whole life and get big checks just to show up places. John Jones.
Yeah, he's currently filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's filming an Alf reality, so.
Elf?
Alf.
Alf?
Yes, that's
like
what I said.
Like the old 80s show, 90s show?
It says John, yeah. Yeah, that's the reason why Aspinall yesterday wanted a decision. Like, he's like, enough is enough.
I want a decision, John.
And that's why John said, hey, man, I'm living my best life. Yeah, he's filming movies. He's doing it all.
The thing that sucks for Aspinall is there's like nobody in the heavyweight division for him to fight. You know, that's the thing. That's the other thing is like if he had a supplemental fight that he could go to, then you'd be like, oh, all right, that's still a pretty good fight. But there's nobody. It's Surreal Gons, the guy like behind him. He's, you know, like Alexander Volkov, who was an afterthought, has had a nice resurgence. Invited me one time to go ice diving for him because he's Russian.
So the Alf reality is the Russian ice version. Diving.
Yeah.
Who's ice diving?
Alexander Volkov. Uh-huh. I interviewed him one time when I was doing Tapped Out for BetQL, but we did it with his Russian translator. And he goes, he's sick. Come to Russia. Dive in ice with him. I'm like, I don't think. He's like, come, please. He's very friendly. But I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to Russia to dive in ice.
By the way, the Alf reality is the Russians' answer to the Ultimate Fighter. Him and Nate Diaz are going to be the coaches.
That, you know what? That's what he's doing. I did see that, Vlad. That's cool.
That mean that's not him ducking. He's actually working for, you know, doing something within the fight business.
It's like, look, he's got a price. Like, there's few guys who the UFC have at a point where it's like, I can say no. I have my price. Like, it's the same thing with Canelo and David Benavidez, right? It's like, Canelo's like, I could fight David Benavidez for the same money, but he is twice my size. I could fight Terrence Crawford, who's about my size, a little smaller. Which fight would I want? Which fight's actually bigger? You're always going to swing things into your advantage. That's what an A-side does. Always.
Right.
It's the, you know, that's nothing new with fighting. Gervonta Davis did the same thing with Ryan Garcia. Oh, yeah, I'll fight you, but you gotta be at 140, and you're not going to be weighing above 147 before we fight. Devin Haney, he got too cute. He goes, wait, who needs it? Well, your chin.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take a break. Little damage is done, my friend, is next. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room, say where the damage has been done. Everybody discussing Giannis Antetokounmpo's future. But one man has stepped in and tried to give him a little bit of advice. I don't know if anybody wants to take advice from this guy. Dwight Howard. He stepped in and said, don't leave, Giannis. Coming from someone who's been there. I gotta tell you, the damage is done, Dwight Howard. I don't know if you're the guy that I want to go with future career plans with. I guess your heart is in the right place. Your heart is in the right place.
My heart was in the right place.
Your heart was in the right place. The damage is done, my friend. But I just don't know if he's the guy I'm going to listen to on that. Maybe others.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer. He is a Hall of Famer.
He's a champion.
He is a champion. Trust me, you don't have to tell me, Vlad. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm seeking the oracle of Dwight Howard to give me advice on these things. I think the damage is done with that. Leroy?
My damage is done goes to the Boston Celtics.
Oof.
You are a three-point shooting team. You've accepted that. You have shown the world that we're going to chuck up threes and still win. You have done that. You did it extremely well last night and still lost. Now, the damage is not only done, but I have a feeling you're done because your guy's hurt. And it almost seems like the more threes they shoot, the less defense they play. So while you're a three-point shooting team, and I look at them like I look at almost like the Dolphins. Right? There comes a point in time where you need to be aggressive and get fouls and get to the free throw line. And they're so busy shooting threes that they miss out on that portion of the game. Now, Jaylen Brown does it, right? Only to the left, but he does it. And Smith says, right, they were dumb before Tatum got hurt. Like, when that game was close in the fourth quarter, Vlad, when that game was close in the fourth quarter, was I the only one that said, Celtics are done? Because they ain't got that dude like
no, that's what got. That's what the Knicks want. The Knicks want every game to be close with five
minutes. They just want it to be close.
Mm-hmm. And then just give it the ball to 11.
And you made 9 threes in the first quarter and had a commanding lead. Oh,
they've,
done.
They've had a lot of commanding leads in this series.
Yes. You're done because guess what? When it gets down to that 5 minutes that we're talking about, when it gets down to that crunch time in the end of the game, you almost need that guy to go bulldog and just go to the rim, either get foul shots or and ones or whatever. Not just being 40% from three. That ain't gonna cut it.
Sexy Sauce says, I thought Jason Tatum was Superman. Yeah. Not last night. That was tough to watch.
Hey. Well, Superman, then the Knicks must be Lex Luger.
Luther or Luger?
Luger or Luther?
Luther.
Both bad guys.
One was the total package.
It's Luther.
Yes,
it's Luther.
In the comics.
Yeah.
You mentioned the wrestler.
You mentioned
the
wrestler.
No, Lex Luger.
You said Lex Luger.
I tried to catch myself.
Vlad, what do you got for damage?
Sometimes my brain is moving faster than my mouth, and I didn't have a minute to think about it because it was just.
But it's the way you try to like.
I corrected myself.
No, but
though.
You try to like. No, I said Luke. I said Luther, right? And then you were like,
no.
And you finally said, "No, we're not gonna let that. We're not gonna let that go, Leroy."
No, like, because I know that if if old boy was there, Marcos, he
What's your damage, Vlad?
Toronto Maple Leafs head coach, bro.
Berube?
I don't like Berube.
I don't like him either.
I don't like nothing about them. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like his face. I don't like his suit. I don't like his the way he talks. Like, all of a sudden, you're down. Hey, you weren't talking none of that when you were up 2-0, right? None of that. None of that. And you won one. Every game you won wins one goal. You lose game 3 in overtime, cool. But then you got handled. You got handled in game 4, and now you're trying to talk all this little stuff, saying, you're not playing. We're playing more physical than. Like, get out of here, man. Respect the champs.
Is every coach a weenie that's not Paul Maurice? Like, pretty I just much. Feel like everybody that we come across, like, the same thing happened with Pooper. You know, the Knobloch last year. Like, I just feel like everybody, nobody's as cool as Paul Maurice.
No, they're not. They're not. They're nobody, you know what it is? Nobody knows their team. These head coaches don't know their teams the way Paul Maurice knows his team.
Yep.
So, that's my damage is done. Now you're going to get your ass kicked tomorrow night.
Can't wait, dude. I'm excited about that. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the Miami Heat, they did something very interesting yesterday, Leroy. Very interesting. Could be something. It could be nothing. I don't know. That's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.